It's come 4 o'clock. I declare the meeting open at 4 o'clock. I welcome our visitors. I welcome Sue Thompson, our planner. In attendance, I'll get the CSO to record the people in the gallery. But in attendance for the recording, all councillors, six councillors are in attendance, as well as Nika Serra, the Chief Executive Officer, Kira Whitmore, the CSO, and our contract planner, Steve Thompson. Thank you. All right, record of attendance, we've done that. 3, response to previous public question times taken on notice, 0. 4, public question time, 0. Oh, public question time.
Yeah.
We do have one here. For those that don't know, you need to fill out a form if you want to speak in public question time. We've got one from Greg Smith. Greg, I'll hand over to you.
Cheers. No, sir. Thanks to the council for letting me make a statement. I wasn't aware you were supposed to ask questions, but okay. Anyway, I just wanted to add some things with regards to the tavern in town and your rezoning and whatnot. So there's a lot going on in town. Everybody's got different ideas and bits and pieces. I just thought that I'd make it a bit more factual. A lot of you know I used to manage that place at one stage or another, and bits and pieces, so I know what goes on in there. Simple. Despite what the council decides, it's highly, probably more than highly unlikely that that place is going to be a pub again by the current owners. And personality aside, everybody knows I'm friends with Stephen and Michelle, but that's not the point. What's best for the town? I would ask the council to look at the fact of what's best for the town. Now, do you have a vacant building, or can you sell it off to somebody and bring another person into town? And I'm not sure how long I'm supposed to speak, so I'll drop it at that, considering you've graced me with the privilege of actually saying something.
Yeah, we normally make a consideration in 2 minutes.
Yeah, so. Okay.
But we are Wood Nelling, so yeah.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak, folks. So.
Thank you, Greg. All right, we'll move on with the agenda. 5, petitions, deputations, presentations. 0. 6, applications for leave of absence. Councillors? None? No, so we're all going to be here next month. Just a reminder, it will be at this stage, my last meeting. 7, announcements by the Shire President or Deputy President, and we do allow councillors. What we do here, just to let the public know, councillors say what meetings are attended to in the last month. We did miss our last meeting. We had to be adjourned for lack of a quorum, so there is a couple of months, so we'll just raise through. This is without discussion, but to go in our minutes, money for history. Myself and a fair few, Great Southern Welga Zone in Albany, I attended the Great Southern Budget Review with held by Rhys Whitby in Albany. We had a Bloom Festival workshop here at Wood Nelling. We had the July Council meeting, which was adjourned, which is one of the first times in history for us, and just shows you when you only got 6 councillors and a couple go away on holidays and you end up with someone being on sick leave, we get back to 3 and 4 is our quorum. So 4 out of 6 is our quorum. So we had a Woody Action meeting in the Town Hall, well attended, and it's good to see the community getting that going and showing some interest. Had a 4WDL meeting in Williams, and obviously renewable energy was one of the high topics of that. The new Great Southern Voluntary Regional of Councils, Organisation of Councils, myself and Anika attended that, and that was very exciting to see that. getting off the ground. So at the moment we're in a caretaker type mode. After the election, that will start up formally. We conducted the CEO performance review in the last month. I went to a Wagga Transport Forum in Perth, which is a statewide conference to do with roads. Found it very informative. It was good for networking and everything. Recommend to any councillors. It's on annually. It was very interesting. And last night, attended the local government webinar for the election coming up. So that's all from me. Councillor Thompson?
Yeah, just the zone meeting in Albany with the budget review that Tony talked about.
Councillor Smith?
I attended the webinar last night. We had a budget workshop and also the Woody Action meeting that we had last month.
Councillor Garson?
No, I haven't attended muching at all in the last couple of months. There is coming up a land care meeting and also the recreational meeting at
Jerry.
Now, I'm one of the ones been away on all those.
Yeah, we recognise that.
Anything to report?
Councillor Stevens.
Yeah, nothing to report, thank you.
All right, thank you, councillors. All right, confirmation of council minutes. So, well, we can't confirm the July meeting because we only just had it. All right, so moving on to 9, the 4WDL WIROC meeting held on the 22nd of July 25. Can I have a move that the minutes be received? Move Councillor Smith, seconded Councillor Garston. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. All right, number 10, reports of officers, 0. Number 11, Red Tree Services, 11.1, proposed change of use, lot 350, number 861, Burt Road, Woodinilling.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Road, Woodinilling. All right, Bev, you're declaring in part a declaration of impartiality?
Yes, I am.
Right. You need to fill out a...
She says it.
All right, there we go. Obviously, this has been a big subject in our community and also a bit wider than our community. I thank everyone that has responded to it. Obviously, we went through the rectory procedure, and once it came in, it was put out for comment. Our contract planner has put the report together with a recommendation. Obviously, there's been a fair bit of feeling about this. I ask our community, no matter what the decision is today, that we move forward, and I do ask that that we don't dwell over this, but we make something good of it all, no matter which way it goes. All right. This has been on the website, so I take it that everyone's read it and the councillors have had a copy. We do have an officer's recommendation. I am not going to read the entirety of it. It is too long. I will ask whether there's any clarification or whether councillors want me to read the whole lot. I don't wish to. Any councillors want me to read the whole lot?
No.
Right, it's up there. I'll leave it up for 30 seconds so that everyone can have a read that hasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just what's
okay
up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. If you need more time to read, I will allow it.
Can you make it bigger?
Like 200% bigger?
Yeah.
That's as big as it will get, I'm afraid.
Can we just pull one page out, because that wouldn't have anything confidential?
Yeah. There is. Oh, you could have just grabbed it off.
Okay. There you go.
Does anyone else want to have a read?
I've read them.
Sorry.
Did you want it?
It's an email.
Yeah, it is.
No, I've read them.
Thank you.
Wait.
Yeah.
This is what's up there.
Yeah.
Can't make it bigger, sorry.
We are wood knowing, so I'll allow this. Normally we'll move straight through, but... All right. We have an officer's recommendation there. We do have...
Might have some people wanting to read more.
No, I've just got a query, but I'm not allowed to talk, am I? No.
Not supposed to.
No.
No, you know, we need to follow the regulations. The,
Every group at that.
Councillors, you happy to move the recommendation? Do I have a mover? So we can put it on the table.
I'll move it.
Move Councillor Stevens, seconder.
Seconder
Councillor Thompson. That puts it on the table. So we've got a mover and a seconder. Ask whether the mover wants to speak for it.
No further comment on it.
Seconder, you want to speak?
Yeah, I will. I think for the long-term future of wood milling, if the thing remains, if the building, lot, whatever I'm going to call it, remains as a hotel, there is a chance that the community can get organised enough to negotiate with the owners to maybe, hopefully, maintain the building and maintain the facility in some form or other. I think it would be sad for the community to lose the opportunity to make something of it. I believe that if it reverts to a house, then to restart it again, you've got to meet all the current rules for building rules, and there's a term that I can't think of for that. Make it fully compliant as of today rather than as it is in its historical format. So when you put that together, I believe that by maintaining it in its current format, it leaves an opportunity for further negotiation to make better use of the thing for the future. I think it would be very good to have some negotiation opportunity with the community to try and let the current owners sell and the community have an opportunity to have a go. Thank you.
Yes. Speakers against? Right. We have a recommendation. Do you want? You don't need to sum up, I guess. No. All right. I put the motion. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. So the motion has passed 6-0 on the officer's recommendations. And I thank our contract planner for the work of putting it all together for us. And like I said before, I thank all the submissions and those who put submissions in. It's great to see that people do want to have a say in our community. It's all right. And I am going to say, now that it stayed like that, it would be great to see the community, and I say the community as in everyone, not just that we try and make something happen with the place now. We can't just sit there and leave it there. Hopefully, like Russell said, something can come of it in the near future. All right. If you want to leave, Steve. Thank you. You're going to go to the next. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Steve.
If I might
be here.
Sorry,
Mike. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. Appreciate it.
No, you can stay. Our meetings, as you've been here before, they don't get all tied up in... Like we said before, Pauline, some of us are old school. We actually don't like it this way. CEOs love it because we can't have our chat sessions. But anyway, moving on. 13, corporate services, list of accounts for payment. We have a recommendation. If I can find it. It says... accepts the list accounts for payment for the total of $150,458.68. Can I have a mover? Mover to Councillor Smith, seconded to Councillor Marshall. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Monthly financial report for the period ending the 31st of July 25. Can I have the mover of the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Marshall, seconded to Councillor Garston.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
Marshall, seconded Councillor Garston. That was a good bid by you, Councillor Garston. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. 13.3, valuations and general rates for the 2025-26 annual budget. I'd like to really thank our CEO for all the effort that Anika's put in. We appreciate it all. I do extend that also to Darren, our accountant. There's been a lot of work. And lastly, to councillors, from where we started to where we got to, it's been a very big team effort on a very tight budget. So, obviously, as discussed in our workshops, the mid-year review will have to be looked at very carefully to make sure we're on track. So, with that, we have... which one were up to? 13...
13.3,
yeah.
Valuations and general rates.
Yep, that's all right. So officer's recommendation, one, that council adopt the valuations as supplied by the value generalist office and recorded in the rate book for 25-26, and two, council pursuant to section 6.32 of the Local Government Act 1995 impose the following general rates for 2025-26, the GRV being 0.117338 cents rate in the dollar, and UV 0.003359 rate in the dollar. Nova Muta, please. Move Councillor Thompson, second Councillor Smith. All those in favour? 6-0.
Does that mean that we're carried? The value of our properties in Woodnilling is $306 million.
Unimproved valuations.
Yep. All right, moving over the page, 13.4, minimum payment for 25-26 annual budget. We have a recommendation that all properties have a minimum value of $659. Can I have a mover, please? Move Councillor Smith, second to Councillor Marshall. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. All right, rate discounts and concessions for the 25-26 budget. We have an officer's recommendation. No, I'm not going to read them all. I take it it's been read. Everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Somebody tell me what these A's are?
They're the lot numbers.
Assessment numbers.
Yeah. All right. Can I have a mover, please? Move Councillor Smith, seconded Councillor Thompson. All those in favour? Against?
I'll have to put this again. You both did you use your right hand and left hand? Or?
I'll put the motion again. All those in favour? Again, 0. Carried 6-0. Got to create some excitement, don't we? 13.6, payment of rates, options and interest charges for the 25-26 budget. I will not read, I'll take it as read. Move Councillor Thompson.
I'll second it.
Second Councillor Stevens. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. We can't do this in block. 13.7, is
yes,
it?
Yes.
3-8. All right, waste collection rate and curbside collection fee for the 25-26 budget. We have a officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover, please? Move Councillor Smith, second.
No,
Councillor Stevens, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. All right, fees and charges. 13.8, imposition of fees and charges for the 25-26 budget. And officer's recommendation, can I have a mover, please? Move Councillor Smith, second of Councillor Garston. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Good to see everyone still awake. All right, 13.9. Adoption of the 25-26 annual budget. So the actual adoption of the budget. All right. What's that? Oh, we're getting in quick here. I don't think we got to the page yet. I take it as read. Move Councillor Thompson, seconded Councillor Smith. And all those in favour? Carried. We do have a budget now for the CEO.
Thank you.
To go away and spend.
Or not spend.
Or not spend. Or not spend. All right. But like, I just want to reiterate. Thank you, Anika, for the big effort and that sort of thing.
Thank you.
Let's hope that it all comes together as we go through the year. Yeah, there's a lot of finger crossing and that happening, but yeah, we'll get there. All right. We need to go into confidential reports now, and then the meeting's going to close after that anyway, Pauline. So, thank you for coming along, Pauline. Can I have a mover that we go behind closed doors to deal with two confidential reports? Move Councillor Marshall, second Councillor Garston. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. All right, 17 elected members' motion, 0. Motions without notice, 0. Closure of meeting, 4:38. Thank you, councillors. Now, that's been one of our bigger meetings, but still...
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.